Hi. Hi. I'm a 40-year-old woman, and when I was 13 years old, I had what I've considered to be an abduction experience. And for years, I was in denial about it, even though it was one of the most powerful experiences of my life. But as I grew older and I read other people's accounts of abductions, I came to feel like a commonality in my experience. And the point I want to make is that if people or a being from another planet or another dimension wanted to get in touch with us, they would choose people that are vulnerable, people that are free-thinking, people that might think in ways different than people who have very rational minds. Somebody from another place would not be able to really reach somebody who had a very rational mind.
But then again, how would they know? How would they know to select free thinkers?
These beings know everything. I mean, I know there's a leap.
There's a bit of a leap right there. What was your own abduction experience? Can you describe it?
Yes, it was very, very powerful. I was sitting down between two friends my own age. We were sitting at a seawall. I looked up in the sky and saw a plane. I heard a loud beep, and I blacked out. And my friends later told me that my eyes were open the whole time. I didn't see beings, but I was very aware of their presence. Maybe a male. I was being communicated to telepathically, for sure. And the most important thing that happened is, and this is, it's like I'm describing a dream. It makes no sense. They took a pearl and put it into the top of my head. And I could see it falling down inside me to the bottom of my being. And I don't talk about this to a lot of people. I can't believe I'm calling up on the radio to tell you about this, but it's very exciting. Maybe I'll never figure it out. One other thing.
Had you been reading War of the Worlds comic books in the hour before this happened?
No.
Okay.
No.
John Mack, please comment.
Quickly, well, the fact that it makes no sense to the people themselves, that's why it doesn't right to call these people believers, because they often feel isolated like that. Her case is atypical in some senses, in that often when people are having these experiences, children, for example, in the case of parents, will witness that the parent is actually missing. In other words, in some situations, the physical body is missing. Other situations, other witnesses can see that they have not been physically removed. Again, that gray, nuanced range of penetration of this phenomenon into our physical world. The fact that they choose people that are vulnerable, I don't know about that. We haven't found any consistent personality characteristics, and it's very hard to know what shows up in the personality after having these experiences, as opposed to that this was the type of person it was, because if this begins in infancy, they've lived with this their whole lives. But I think that choosing people and the communication, what gets communicated, is quite interesting. In other words, in addition to the traumatic reproductive aspect, this is occurring in the context of the destruction of the planet's living systems. And that fact gets communicated to people telepathically in these experiences over and over and over again.
This is something I've always wondered about. You say that the sort of one of the bottom line messages in all of these visitations is a sense that the world as it's currently going is destroying the planet environmentally and otherwise. A couple questions here. First of all, this again takes me back to the biblical prophet saying, sort of the end is, it's sort of the another reminder of the end is near. It's the universal warning of God to Israel or to the world that shape up or I'm going to blow you away again.
Chris, the analogy with prophetic traditions isn't necessarily wrong. It just means we have to maybe rethink how prophetic matters would show up at this time in this code. Since we only know the material world, it might have to show up materially for us to even pay any attention to it.
Okay, but that's one question, but I just want to compound it with the other question that I always think. I want to ask John Mack is, what if the message from outer space were something you profoundly did not like? Like, you know, nuke the commies now before it's too late.
I don't like the message. You come in next, right after this.
Okay,
I don't like the message we're getting now, which is that the human species, as we've known it, has failed, that the planet needs to be under some kind of receivership because we have gotten out of control. We're a malignancy on the Earth. We're destroying things. The whole political game is off. I mean, I don't like this message at all.
Of course, it's a scary message. No, it's a scary message, but it's the oldest message in Judeo-Christian thinking, which is sort of shape up, you're God's children, and you're blowing it. That's why, I mean, it's the Tower of Babel all over again, and I'm going to flood you out.
What do you think?
I think the message that I got when I was 12 or 13 was, I was very nervous, but excited too, and I felt absolutely safe. They told me that they had gotten in touch with me before. They will get in touch with me again in my lifetime. I felt very connected to them. I don't even think of them as outer space beings. It's more like wise beings. And the message I got loud and clear is, there's a lot more here than meets the eye.
Well, that's good. That's good.
Okay. Great. I'm so glad I called. It feels great to verbalize this.
Right on. Thank you. Thank you very much.